Friends, as we continue our coverage of Pope Francis in Ireland, particularly in Dublin, there are great preparations done in the west of Ireland, in Knock, in County Mayo. Let us see if we can link with Brian O'Dwyer, the international chairman of Ireland West Airport, who indeed will be on hand to welcome the Pope to Knock. Brian, give us, first of all, a very welcome. Brian, what's the scene like in the West? And as we say, the coverage so far barely refers to the West at all, or west of the Shannon. But what's happening down there?
Well, it's great expectation. A number of things here. There's a great excitement, of course, with everybody. People are beginning to pour into Knock, which is, of course, a very small place or a small town. So it's beginning to show already. And the shrine itself has just been shut down about an hour or so ago. I was over there for security reasons, and the gates are up. And as you might imagine, security is probably tighter than I've ever seen. It's tighter than even when I was with President Clinton in Ireland. The entire town is shut down. The shrine is shut down, and will be, and people will be brought in by bus tomorrow. There'll be basically no transportation or anything. Of course, the one hotel, the Knock House Hotel, is where I'm staying, is filled, and that people will be walking long distances to the area. But they're, having said that, it's a gorgeous day in Mayo. Hopefully the weather will keep up. And people were out and about, and in great expectation, and paper flags are festooned all over the place. It's really a great atmosphere.
Can't help, of course, but to have a flashback to not only the significance of Knock for our parents, of course, including your father, Paul O'Dwyer, and my mother, Linda O'Dwyer Flannelly, and going to our grandparents, very, very much in focus was Knock. And, of course, the 15th of August has been a holy day devoted to Our Lady Knock, was always indeed a great point of significance for those who came before us. Can't help but wonder how they would react today, you know, to this tremendous event.
I'm sure they'd be delighted, and of course, it's the fact that the Pope is here is not only an indication of the importance of Ireland. His visit to Ireland in and of itself is a great thing, but the importance of Knock, and it is a great boost to the region, both in terms of obviously the religion and the apparition of Our Lady in 1879, and then our airport, which is now getting incredibly good publicity all over Ireland, and I think it's just a great boost, both on any number of levels, and people are really excited about it.
Focusing on the airport for the moment, of course, when we were all much younger, the whole notion of putting an airport in the middle of the bog, down in the west of Ireland was much sniggered at by the rest of the country and beyond, saying, "My God, what the hell would you need an airport down there for?" I'm sure that the memory of Monsignor Horden will indeed be, for many who knew him, that this will also be a great occasion, and I'm sure tributes which should be and will be paid to the great Monsignor.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, this is a man of great vision, and having suffered great derision from the rest of the country, particularly Dublin, the airport is a resounding success. Over 800,000 people will go through the airport this year. It is the capital of the west of Ireland in terms of tourism and the Irish ability to promote the Great Atlantic Way, the Wild Atlantic Way, has resulted in huge increases in tourism, which is basically the heart now of the economy of the west of Ireland. And so the Pope's visit here, both to the airport and to the shrine, is really an affirmation of that and a great boost to the what we're trying to do in terms of the airport and the shrine. And the shrine, of course, looks beautiful. You know, Father Richard Gibbons, who's the parish priest, has embarked on a huge makeover of the shrine, the basilica, a few years ago, and has turned it into, frankly, what was something we weren't very proud of. It's very old and musty and there, into a beautiful facility of great light and art. So it's something we can all be very, very proud of.
Brian, by the way, I'm sure if anybody happens to run into Father Richard Gibbons, this wouldn't be a good time to stop and have a chat. They'd have to put that on hold, you know.
He is literally running around the place. I had a quick drink with him last night, and I mean very quick, and then he was off to arrange for the transportation of the Swiss Guards up to Mayo. So not only that, we have the Swiss Guards in Mayo tomorrow.
Wow. And I would assume that there are choirs and that on this papal visit, which many may not realize, is, you know, that it's not all just prayer. However, you know, they're going to have the real family atmosphere in song and even in dance, and in, so it is really not just a celebration of the Pope's visit, as one might expect, but rather there is an air of family and the significance of the meeting in the first place. The world meeting.
It's wonderful, and it's wonderful here, because what you're doing now, of course, is as the hours go by now, the families, you know, it's just not the old people, it's really families and young people, you know, all coming in and being part of it. They're all very, very excited.
There is a lot of criticism with respect to the rally in Phoenix Park tomorrow, where the Pope will celebrate Mass, in that in the interest of security, a lot of the elderly people, those who may have a great desire to be at that Mass, that the security is such that walking or trying to find your way for 7 kilometers, as we read it here, is something that is going to block a lot of elderly people or those with disabilities.
I think Knock is going to be different anyway, in the sense that there is, because of the uniqueness of Knock and the fact that many people have come to Knock who have disabilities and seeking solace and cure, there are facilities here for those and a drop-off point very close to the basilica for people with disabilities and handicapped people. felt a much different, and of course much smaller. The crowd is limited here to 45,000, but still in all, I think we all like to think that we do it better in the West, and I think we probably have.
We leave it at that. Yeah, you know, the West awake, and definitely will be again tomorrow. A great tribute to the West of Ireland, and again a great boost for Knock Airport and visiting the shrine. Brian, by the way, most of us did not realize that Pope Francis had actually spent a few months in Ireland some 30 years ago studying English. That was that was something I don't think we knew much about. So he's coming back home.
Well, this is his first time back, yeah, since he was a young priest.
Yeah.
He's seen a very different Ireland than he did in those days.
Is there, there was much ado about nothing so far anyway in terms of massive protests and a sour greeting of, of Pope Francis. So far, that has not indeed developed, and we hope, of course, it won't, you know.
I think everybody understands, unfortunately, the failures of the church in terms of protecting young children. But, I think people recognize that this Pope is trying to do something about it. He was very strong in his statement the other day. I think that makes a big difference. This is a man who's not going to solve, there's no way to solve the problem. This is a man who's going to at least address the problem and work on it and make the church hopefully a better place.
Of course, there is already, and really not expected, we are looking, of course, at footage of the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, addressing the issue of clerical abuse during his speech. That is going to be... in itself, that is going to be considered by many to be controversial at best. But I suppose that's part of the visit. Of course, the converse of that is that if the Taoiseach did not bring up the topic, that would be equally controversial.
I think so. I think that Taoiseach is responsible for the people of Ireland and the young people of Ireland, and I think he's handled it very well. I think he has every right and frankly every responsibility to bring it up in a way that expresses the disappointment, indeed the outrage of the Irish nation about what has happened. But he's also been showing a tremendous degree of respect for the Pope, and I think he's handled it beautifully, which is a very difficult situation for not only him but for His Holiness as well.
Yes. Okay. Well, we won't expect much of that topic for Knock tomorrow morning. And again, if the weather holds out, and even if it doesn't, I think that the commitment of 45,000 in Knock is very significant. Nobody will be staying home if there's a shower or two. A hot ticket, to say the least.
It's a very, as I said to Father Richard the other day, I said that he has friends and relations that he never knew he had before.
Yeah, a lot of Gibbons cousins there, yeah. Brian.
A lot of them, right.
And I'm sure there'll be a few in Bohola, too, who'll show up, you know.
I'm sure.
Okay. Good luck tomorrow. And it is indeed, has to be, you know, a privilege of a lifetime to be in the right place at the right time, and that would have to be at my shrine tomorrow morning. Give our best to Joe Gilmore, of course, who, you know, had got his comeuppance with respect to, you know, getting that airport ready for the Pontiff and for his arrival. I have to assume that the airport is at its level best.
It is at its level best, and welcome for, you know, for any visiting VIP is welcome and able to be given top flight accommodation.
Well, they're not going to top this visit anyway. Brian, good luck tomorrow. And Brian,
thanks, Adrian.
Okay. Brian O'Dwyer from Knock Airport in County Mayo, where the Pontiff will be landing tomorrow morning and then over to the shrine. You're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. We will continue our coverage of the papal visit right after this. Thanks, Brian. Okay.